say something, do something, be something. If I spit a rhyme, that's how it would start. Is that what you're supposed to do? Are you supposed to spit the beat?
Is it spit or spin?
You spin records, Pebble.
But you spit beats.
You spit rhymes.
He's a rapper, isn't he? Spit rhymes?
You're still hung up on this whole name thing from the Big Show, aren't you?
What Big Show?
Just the one. There's only one I know of.
Oh, all the dick names. We had too many dicks.
I don't know if there's such a thing.
Oh, really?
Jokes. It's all
not
jokes.
Not too many dicks. Too many punani.
Well, see, look right out of the gate.
What?
How do you tell people? Be careful soon. Because the one podcast we did with the kids was, like it said, not suitable for children or the workplace. Did you see that? That was like in the title of the podcast.
What do you mean the kids? The kids around here?
Our kids were on the show. Like our work kids.
Right.
Sprinkle and...
And Gracie and...
And Gracie and Jiffy. Whatever. Jiffy.
Jiffy?
Jiffy.
Jiffy Pop?
Yeah, they were on the show, but that podcast, I assume when Sprinkle put it up, is it not suitable for the workplace or for kids, children?
Sprinkle just went fucking rogue and put it up anyway. He didn't ask. I don't even think he asked me for a description or a prescription.
That's fine. But see, that's you guys have a really great support staff here right now. And
who?
That's what the Big Show has a really great support staff right now. And instead of there being so much going on, people are just going, you know what? Chick doesn't need to be bothered with this. I'm just going to do it and get it done. And if it messes up, I'll apologize for it later.
I need a driver. No, I need a driver.
Mm.
I need somebody to come get me in the morning, drive me to work.
That's ridiculous.
Drop me off.
You love to drive.
No, I don't.
No, you don't want to drive because you're going to be driving so much on these Bob and Tom shows.
Oh, I should get that out. I should talk about that before we start. I'll use this opportunity to promote these Bob and Tom comedy shows we have coming up. How does that sound, Jessica?
Go ahead.
What are you going to be doing? Well, I do that. Next Friday, February 12th. Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
What?
Next Friday, February 12th, I will be...
Are you driving or flying?
Hosting the Bob and Tom Comedy Show. I think... I will be in Lincoln, Nebraska. Stand by.
Maybe you don't need a driver. Maybe you need someone to do show prep for the podcast.
The Rococo Theater. Nope, I'm wrong. February 12th, I will be in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
With Dave Dyer, Greg Hahn, Mike Armstrong. That's what I think of when I hear that. It's nonstop laughter. Shut up.
Oh my
then
God.
next Saturday, February 13th, this is a great Diamond Joe.
You like that casino?
Diamond Joe Casino in Northwoods, Iowa is a badass casino.
Oh, good.
And on that show, I will be with Dave Dyer, Greg Hahn, and Mike Armstrong.
It's going to be so funny. It's going to be so funny.
I'm going to be at the Grand Theater in Wausau, Wisconsin, February 12th with Hahn, Dyer, and Armstrong. Okay? Then the 13th, I'll be at Diamond Joe Worth Casino in Northwoods, Iowa with Hahn and Armstrong and Dave Dyer. Those are good shows. Then the... Oh, shit. We got two shows.
Ooh.
At the casino. Then February 19th, I will be in Lincoln, Nebraska... At the Rococo Theater,
as we say,
with Augie Smith, Nick Griffin, Ralph Harris.
Oh,
that will be a great show. And
should
then,
I laugh equally loud as I did when you rattled off the? That'll be so funny.
No, you weren't laughing because you like their comedy. We all know why you were laughing. And then And then...
That's just a lot of big personalities on one show.
Saturday, February 20th, we'll be in Kalamazoo, Michigan at the State Theater with Ralph Harris, Augie Smith, and Nick Griffin.
That'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
Those will be fun shows.
We'll be out there.
All of the shows, all four of them, all of the weekends will be so much fun.
And sadly, I don't...
That's okay. You don't know.
No, Saturday, February 27th, I will be in Dayton, Ohio.
At the
car show with my buddies at TUE, WTUE. A real quick lesson with WTUE, Dayton's rock and roll station. I tried to interview for a job there in 1987.
And you didn't get it.
They did not hire me.
You drove to Indianapolis.
So I drove to Indianapolis, and then they hired me this way. But on the Saturday of the 27th, a show I cannot make, this will be in Las Cruces, New Mexico, with Dave Dyer, Greg Hahn, Kostaki, and Jeff Dye. So that will also be a great show.
Hey.
And more shows coming up. Huh?
Who's Jeff Dye?
He's a comedian. He's a big TV star. He was on he hosted a TV show. I've worked with him before. He's a nice guy.
Good.
People are yelling at what Jeff Dye does right now.
That's fine.
He's the next star in the NBC universe. He's 6'4". He's 33 years old. He was born in Kent, Washington. daggone it. What's the name of the TV show? He hosts a TV show on NBC.
Is this your first time with Google?
No, I'm just looking this up.
But you should just be able to do like Joe Dye.
Better Late Than Never.
TV.
Henry Winkler, William Shatner to headline NBC Adventure Series, and Jeff Dye. Well, was a member of that. Henry Winkler, William Shatner, Terry Bradshaw, George Foreman, and Jeff Dye. The adventure series Better Late Than Never on NBC.
Is that him?
No. No, you're going to think he's dreamy because all the girls do.
But look, we're sharing a microphone.
I know, and it's making me very uncomfortable.
Gross.
Okay, wait a minute. There he is. Yes, no, indifferent? He looks like he could be your brother, actually.
He looks like he goes to the same stylist as Ellen DeGeneres.
Did you hear about that? That Dirk Nowitzki?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, though.
The basketball player?
Is it hilarious?
It's hilarious. He does look like
Ellen
DeGeneres.
He's always had weird hair anyway, right?
Yeah, he had the long... Well, he's European, so we don't know what sorts of hairdos they have in Dusseldorf.
Have you ever seen his wife?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
He's always been real shaggy. They call him Shaggy, right? He looks there. He reminds people of Shaggy on Scooby-Doo. Oh, his wife's pretty.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Oh my goodness. Wait a minute. Dirk Nowitzki, Ellen. Once again, it's my first time with Google. Here.
I liked his hair long.
Here it is. Here's the picture. I mean, it doesn't look that much like Ellen.
But, no, it looks fine.
I mean, it speaks more to the fact that Ellen looks like Dirk Nowitzki, which is
not correct either. Next to Pat McAfee's haircut.
Pat's really got it shaved on the sides now. I mean, it's really
Yeah, he's got
close.
A good, he it's has down. A really, really good bald fade into like a really good head of hair. I agree. But that waviness at the top is similar to Pat's, don't you think?
Yeah.
No?
I don't think they look... anything at all. I don't know how it started. Well, you know the NBA. They're busting balls out there, and they're doing all this stuff, and we should really start the podcast. Are you ready?
I guess.
I need more out of you than I guess.
Yes! Let's do this, motherfucker!
That's what I want!
Yeah, there you go.
I stopped the thought before its trip became insistent.
What is this?
This is our next podcast guest.
That's exciting.
This is Mike Doty. So more, this podcast, we're talking about the next podcast.
I like to do that with my meals.
While you're sitting there eating a meal, you think, ooh, what are we going to have for dinner? Yeah.
I like it.
That's what this podcast is.
Like that St. Louis.
started the podcast. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
I'm Chick. This is the Off the Air Podcast. Thank you for downloading it. Ever since we started the podcast, we've wanted to get musical stars on the show. And one of them, of course, we got Bob Schneider. We're very excited. We love that guy. Oh, he's like milk. And eventually we're going to have Steve Foltz and all that guy. But another artist we wanted to have, his name's Mike Doty. And this is Mike. Then your face strikes a bargain with the body already. And we're going to set up a mobile unit. We're going to go down to where he's doing his show, and we're going to have Mike. We're going to have Mike on the podcast.
You said unit.
We're going to have Mike on the podcast very, very soon. Perhaps you might recognize.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Where's our? Where's his other?
I have no idea.
Yeah. He's a unbelievable. I love him. We remember our first. We said we're going to play these songs until. The lawyer contacts us on their behalf, and then they'll tell us to stop playing.
Who?
Stop playing the music,
oh,
and
yeah.
Then.
Oh, I like this one.
This is Mike. Soul Coughing, Everybody Heard Circles. Well, he's out doing bunches of solo stuff now, and we're going to talk with him next, what day are we doing that? Next
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, and we'll have that podcast up for you next week, so be standby for that. And at the break today, I'll be playing Mike Doty song that you'll be enjoying. So I'm very excited about this. It's like a production is what we're going to have the next time, a big time production. Not like today, just sitting here looking at each other.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you uncomfortable?
No. I'm nervous. You know I'm nervous when we have to talk to people I don't know.
Who, Mike?
Yeah.
Well, we've been setting this up for a year, more or less. Why
are
you nervous?
We've been doing a lot of things for a year.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
But it all
You know what I got word
next
of?
Next Tuesday.
I got here at 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh, ho. You got word of something?
Uh-huh. Got word.
What'd you get word?
That I'm going to have to, and I don't know have to, but here's the thing. You said it, and then Sprinkle said it, and that makes me nervous.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You got word. I was there when you got word.
Yeah, but I didn't get the big word.
We haven't got the big word yet.
I haven't got the big bald word yet.
We're going to have to wait for the big bald word. You're right. So should we talk about it before we get the big?
I don't know. But you guys,
word?
So here's the thing. You guys dress up for,
President's Day. It's the
of
one.
Of all the holidays to celebrate, you guys do President's Day.
Well, I think it's because our producer is, our producer Dean is very into the president.
Oh, does he have a room?
He has a presidential room.
Yeah.
A presidential bedroom, mm-hmm. And we started.
How many times do you think people buy stuff for him, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, here it is!" And I bet he doesn't have this, and he has to be thankful. And
well,
he probably already has it.
He'll look at you and say stuff like, "Well, that's, thank you very much. That's the third one of those I have."
He'll honestly tell you,
and he'll keep it.
Well, that's good.
Oh, he keeps them. He's nice that way. But we were looking at you, and I think I'm going to be. Should I
Ulysses
say?
Ulysses S. Grant?
I'm going to be Grant, I think. Ulysses S. Grant. Because you can drink. And I wanted to carry a sword. So Grant did those two things.
He had a sword?
Yeah, and there was a horse involved, but I don't care for the horses. Mm. But we were all deciding that you look like A, Sally Field, and...
Which in turn is...
Two, you look like Mary Todd Lincoln.
I don't think I look like Mary Todd Lincoln.
Well, not the real Mary Todd Lincoln. The real Mary Todd Lincoln was hideous. Let's all admit it. I mean, as far as the first ladies go.
She's a little beefy.
She's chunky. She was wide. But when she was first lady, the style was those big, wide dresses.
Yeah.
Baby got back.
Well, you know what? I could definitely do her because I think our weight fluctuates. Exactly the same.
Oh my goodness! Is that a realistic, accurate picture of Mary Todd Lincoln?
I think so. There's
what's
this
in her
one.
Hair?
Flowers. That's why I chose that one. That's pretty. But then
you're
there's this
going
one.
To San rent. You know, Mary Todd suffered from mental illness.
Well, look at her. She looks unwell. She does not look happy. This is probably the picture people go with. That's probably her first lady picture, right?
Yeah, that's it. She's always dressed in black. Yeah. It seems like she is.
She looks nice. And I mean, they definitely used some Photoshop on her before they released that to the public.
What does that mean? Mary Todd Lincoln, wife of the 16th president.
How many kids do they have? They have a lot of kids?
I don't think so.
Okay, apparently there's like four pictures of her ever.
Oh, hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And you can find most of them on the psych registry.
Robert, William, Tad, and Edward. Those were their children.
Why would they not just go with Todd?
Tad. Tatter.
Their mom's maiden name is Todd.
Tatter. Shadooby. No, that's not the joke.
A
member of a large, wealthy Kentucky family, Mary Todd was well-educated. After living in the Todd house, finishing school during her teens, she moved to Springfield, Illinois, where she lived for a time with her married sister, Elizabeth Edwards. Before she married Abraham Lincoln, Mary was courted by his longtime political opponent, Stephen A. Douglas. Well, she and Lincoln had four sons, only one of whom outlived her.
Trap queen.
I'm going to
She buried all her kids except one?
No, She and Lincoln had four sons together, only one of whom outlived her.
So she buried three sons.
She buried three sons.
Suck.
Mary Lincoln suffered from migraine headaches and other severe illnesses through much of her adult life. She supported her husband with a embroidered pillow factory out behind the White House, where she embroidered inspirational messages into pillows and
You're
sold them all across the United States.
I hate you. I don't know which sentence it was where I realized you were full of shit, but
her number one selling pillow, hang in there, baby, Friday's coming. Stitched into. She witnessed the fatal shooting when they were together in President's Box at Ford's Theater, which resulted in one of the longstanding classic jokes. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you like the play? Implying, well,
that's the joke.
They shot your
what
husband.
What play was it?
Our American Cousin.
It was
the name of the play. Yeah. Oh. It featured
To Kill a Mockingbird.
No.
Cats.
Cats would have been a better answer.
Beth of a Salesman.
But Our American Cousin. It was starring Hal Holbrook and Dixie. What's her name?
Written by Paul Simon.
You're not helping.
Oh, sorry. Well, I mean, I thought if we were just going to start making up shit and saying it on the podcast,
I should have said Death of a Salesman.
That's funny.
That's what I should have said.
I just started reading that book, actually, or the play.
You know, he dies in the end.
Mother, are you serious?
Well, why do you think they call it Death of a Salesman?
Because I thought his soul was dead because he was a salesman.
Bubby, call it life. The life of a salesman. It was on 10th Street, Ford's Theater. Let's see.
Where was it? Where did he die?
Ford's Theater in Washington. It's still there.
And why did they assassinate him? Who killed him? Who murdered him? How come?
John Wilkes Booth.
Because?
I don't know. Something about the South and the Confederacy.
Something political?
He jumped out of the box and landed on the stage, broke his leg, leaving the theater, and yelled "Sic Semper Tyrannis" or something like that. Here, let's look up what he.
That nobody. No, we got to stop. Nobody cares about this.
What do you mean?
No.
I think they care about our take on it. John Wilkes Booth.
You think so?
Who starred for many years, Days of Our Lives? He was an actor.
That does sound like a.
John Wilkes Booth, like the sands of the hourglass.
So
are the days of our lives.
Yeah.
Let's see. Booth shot Lincoln once in the back of the head. The president
Yikes.
Died the next morning.
He powered through?
Clung to life.
Yikes.
Yeah. Strongly opposed to the abolition of slavery.
Yeah.
A Confederate.
There's that.
Confederate sympathizer.
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, that's kind of. That's the great Louis C.K. line. You know, a white man can get into a time machine and really come out.
Wherever
he wants to, black guy gets into a time machine, he needs to be a little selective on when he's going to come out. Shakespearean actor family.
That's why Quantum Leap. He was
Quantum
white.
Leap. That's why. That's why.
Scott Bakula.
Scott Bakula was a white guy.
Oh, I had such a crush on him.
Really?
Oh yeah, him. John Larroquette, so Tony Danza. Oh,
we need to throw this around, but we're going to have Grace dress up. We're going to have the girls dress up like.
What's Grace going to dress
up?
Well,
I don't know. You're Mary Todd. Everybody's going to dress up like something.
Really?
It's going to be a big party. We're going to have a big party, and then, you know, the Confederacy's prospects for victory were ebbing, and we're going to kidnap Lincoln. That doesn't make any sense. Why would they kidnap Lincoln?
I don't know. I don't feel like you're going to get a whole lot done.
After Lincoln's landslide re-election, they were going to abolish slavery. Booth devoted increasing energy and money to the kidnapping plot. Oh, I remember all this. Yeah, a loose-knit band of Southern sympathizers. David Harold, George Atzelrot, Lewis Powell, Lewis Payne, John Surratt. Yep. Surratt's boarding house. Oh yeah. So I guess is this our President's Day podcast?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Who's your favorite president?
I don't know.
Obama, right?
Nah.
What?
Nah.
I think he might be mine.
Nah.
Am I gonna get hate mail now or hate tweets?
Nah, he's not. He's definitely no. Mm-mm. What up? Go ahead. I'm listening, though.
You want me to throw out presidents and then...
Yeah, I don't have a first. I don't feel like I know enough of them to have a favorite.
Really?
Yeah, did you know my dad can name all of the presidents, all the vice presidents, all the first ladies? Did you know that? In order?
I can name all the presidents since I've been born.
Me too.
Reagan.
Mm-hmm. Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama. I think we've done this.
Really? Is that it for you?
Yeah.
Eisenhower?
Mm-hmm.
Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? No. Yes. Wait a minute.
I don't know.
It starts with Eisenhower. That's where mine starts. And yours starts with Reagan.
Eisenhower, Kennedy.
Okay, don't tell me.
Okay, go.
Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, and then what you said.
Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush.
Bush, Clinton, Bush.
Obama, yep.
Obama, yeah.
Yes.
I didn't think.
So who's Tom going to be?
I didn't think Johnson. Well, that's the thing about Tom. He's got to be. You got to look for your bald. Oh, Martin Van Buren.
That's who he's going to be?
Yes. And
I feel like I know what he looks like.
Dean came up with it, and it's amazing.
Yeah?
I mean, Tom already looks like Martin Van Buren.
What about Sprinkle? Is everybody dressing up?
You're going to die.
The whole cast?
You're going to die when you see Martin Van Buren. Look at that.
I'm afraid if you guys dress him up like that, he'll want to dress up like that all the time. fall in love with it.
Martin Van Buren did not wear khaki shirts. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to want tails. He's going to start dressing in like tails and a fluffy ascot. He's going to grow his hair out.
Where's Ulysses S. Grant? I think I look like Grant, actually.
Really?
I think so.
I think I get Grant mixed up with, who were you last year?
Lincoln.
A Roosevelt?
Lincoln. Oh. No. I wanted to dress up like Eleanor Roosevelt, but that was vetoed.
Oh, yeah.
Just so I could wear funny teeth. I love wearing the funny teeth. Do you remember those Dr. Buck gnarly teeth you could order? And
mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a pair?
Mm-mm.
You don't think that'd be funny to wear?
No. I'm really sensitive to that. I had a really junked up grill when I was a kid.
Your grill was jacked up?
Bad.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
Ulysses S. Grant?
Yeah, he's a hottie.
He's...
I like him a lot.
Pretty sure he died of alcoholism.
Yeah, well.
Well, there you go.
Sometimes it's appropriate more than one way.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What about Sprinkle? Who's he going to be? He's got to be a Roosevelt, right?
Well, I don't know. Let's see the United States president. Let's. I don't know if he. Maybe he has his heart set on someone. I didn't think of Grant. Somebody mentioned it. Oh, here they are, the United States presidents. Wow, they're all here.
Mm-hmm. So, who? What about?
You know, Sprinkle kind of looks like Warren G. Harding a little bit.
Okay. You know what? Drew looks like a Roosevelt. He could be. Yeah? No?
Okay. Yeah. I get,
Drew? No.
Hoover. Herbert Hoover.
Okay.
Drew.
Yeah. What about Potasnik? I mean, Potasnik. Who's he going to dress up like?
Oh, I told him the other day.
Uh-huh.
His Jackie Kennedy last year was amazing.
Was so dead on.
With the pillbox hat. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why not.
And what about PC over here?
I think Pat Carlini should dress up like John Adams.
I thought you said Barbara Bush.
Or Barbara Bush, either one.
But what about Betty Ford?
Betty Ford was mentioned. Betty Ford was mentioned in the meeting. You're exactly right. Good Lord. Look at all these.
I want to be a good one.
You look like Mary Todd Lincoln.
I don't look like Mary Todd Lincoln.
Yes, you do.
That's incredibly insulting.
Look.
Whoa, you need to be Garfield.
Where's Garfield?
He's really hot.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
You know, as Tom would tell you, James Abram Garfield was shot by a disgruntled office seeker. He was killed, too.
That sucks.
Yeah. That's no good. See, but look at Grant. Grant's okay.
Yeah, he's all right. I like the other one. I like Garfield. Garfield just became my favorite president.
I don't think Garfield is. There's William Howard Taft. He's something, huh? I like Teddy Roosevelt, too. I don't know. Hmm. It's kind of become our big thing. I really like it. Dressing up like the president. Yeah.
That's cool.
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
You know? I wanted to be, like I said, Eleanor Roosevelt.
All right.
But they wouldn't let me.
They wouldn't let you.
Yeah, this is all the behind the scenes.
So mean to you.
It never stops.
Google first ladies with pictures.
All right.
And we'll find it that way. I really need a computer if I'm going to do this.
Why am I sitting in front of the computer?
I don't know.
Does everyone hear me typing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Images. There is a first ladies
Museum.
Yeah,
we used to stay across this in Iowa,
Canton,
Wisconsin. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Abigail Adams was actually President Adams in a wig. If you see her picture, by the way,
there was one.
Dolly Madison. That's who I need to be.
There was First Ladies Museum. There,
I think there still is.
There was one of the first ladies who really did run the country, and it might have been, I think it
Hillary
was.
Hillary Clinton. That was a joke.
Yeah, evidently that's going to happen. Yeah, it's in Canton, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
The National First Ladies Library. Yep. Right across from the Football Hall of Fame.
Is it really?
No. It's across from that really cool, we stayed at a great hotel there. Remember?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I am going with Dolly Madison so far.
Plus, you can bake us something.
Mm-hmm. Not oatmeal cream pies.
Can we talk about that? Do you think he'll come running in here if we talk about that?
No, he's listening to his geek podcast anyway.
He's listening to some sort of tech podcast.
Coolidge's wife, Grace, had her picture painted with her dog, a Great Pyrenees.
Who's a good baby?
Mm-hmm.
Who was the? I think it was Woodrow Wilson's. What? No, he was a bachelor. Dang on it! First lady who actually
Lady Bird. I like her.
She has your coloring. Yeah.
I think she's pretty. No.
What did I do before the computer?
I don't know. Encyclopedias.
Maybe.
Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, she, yeah, well, yeah, I mean.
I don't want to be Nancy Reagan. I'll be Nancy Reagan if you dress up like Mr. T.
First Lady.
And we can do the war on drugs. Just say no. Ready? It'll be awesome.
I pity the fool.
Yeah, let's do that.
First Lady Edith Wilson unofficially ran the United States government following President Woodrow Wilson's life-changing stroke. That's what I was trying to think of.
Really?
Yep.
But don't you feel like that happens more often than not?
Well, I can't think of any people who are married that they don't listen to each other and look to each other for advice. Does that sound like somebody who's pussy whipped, or does that sound like a
good relationship?
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah. But I feel like that happens a lot more than not.
Who do we have here? Who's the last living first ladies?
Oh, there's a whole group of them. Is Betty Ford alive? She's alive. She alive?
I see...
BB's alive.
Rosalind Carter. I see Hillary, obviously. Yeah. Michelle and...
Nancy.
Nancy Reagan. Is Nancy Reagan still alive?
Yeah. Nancy Reagan's still alive.
Well, I don't know.
No?
I like Michelle with bangs. What? Did I just say that?
Do you really?
What? Yeah.
You a big fan?
Here we go. Martha Washington, Abigail Adams.
Yeah, I know all of them.
Martha
Jefferson. This is the worst podcast.
Dolly Madison, Elizabeth Monroe.
Oh my God, we got to turn this around. I'm not kidding. This is terrible.
Should we take a break and have somebody come in and be a guest?
No, who are we going to get? Everybody's gone.
Sprinkle's here.
No.
Abigail Fillmore. Margaret Taylor is hideous.
Is she really?
Hideous!
Yeah, there's some of them that I'm pretty sure they put the president in a wig and said, this is the first lady.
I suggested I be Rutherford B. Hayes, but
I like that name.
No one thought I was funny.
No?
No. Rose Cleveland, Frances Cleveland. Mary. I don't know. Boy,
You know, I'm reading this book right now. I think it's just called Clementine, and it's about Clementine Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
And how she pretty much made all the major decisions while Winston was... Prime Minister.
We talked about that. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, she pretty much ran the show. But there's, in history books, she's not credited. Nobody wants to know anything about her. It's actually kind of sad. But they said that she, did we talk about this on the podcast?
Mm-mm.
No, that she basically, she built the model that is a first lady today. That you're a philanthropist and, you know, you choose a cause and you fight for it. And, you know, that being the first lady is not just about being married to the president, that it's also a political position. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Instead of just being.
Yeah, it's a position.
An accessory.
Office. Exactly.
Yeah.
A side piece. No, that's not right. That's another political position.
That's another.
That's a whole nother thing.
So Michelle Obama, Laura Bush, Hillary Clinton.
Oh my God! Let's find another topic. New
Barbara
thing.
Bush,
new
Nancy,
topic.
Nancy Reagan. Are they still Rosalind Carter? They're.
I
still
wish
alive.
I had a button bar.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
You want to click it?
Yeah, I want to say new topic.
Well, what? Right here, here.
Do a Sharpie.
You want to take a break? Let's take a break. Let's listen to some Mike Doty, and it's the Off the Air podcast brought to you by Chicks Vodka. You say we'll be
warm,
right.
The warm hug that's ice cold.
Say we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Want to be your absolute ultimate. Want to be your only one now. Feel the wave come up from your sulkiness. Feel the rays you radiate now. Sing a bold name over everything.
thoughts in your presence and watch the breeze that snaps at you now. All the dogs that bark from the fences and everything is wanting for you. Smirk on the face and fists in the clenches and make the radiator blow now. Crack the planks and shatter the lenses and mix the salt, the sugar and flour. Sweet and plain, unsingable name that rings in my mind now. That strums me like a string. Chime, unsingable name over everything. Sloshing, in silhouette, want to split for Singapore now. Want to see the mystery trees, want to hear the womanly sound. I want to see the mystery trees, want to hear the womanly sound. Dum de dum de dum de dum de dum dum de dum de dum de dum da. Dum be dum be dum be dum yellow dum. Dum be dum be dum be dum ba. Sweet and plain, unsingable name that rings in my mind now. That strums me like. Unsingable name that rings in my mind now, that strums me like a string up. Chime, unsingable name over everything.
Hi, welcome back. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Off the Air podcast brought to you by Chicks Vodka, available in Iowa, Indiana, and Illinois.
I got some right here in my cup.
The vodka to drink when you're sitting in your chair at 2:30 in the morning talking to your dogs.
Or the vodka to drink when...
you need more than one.
When you want to drink vodka.
Yes, Chicks Vodka, also available online to certain states at a website called binnys.com. That's binnys.com. This is a real thing. It's not a joke. People a lot of things. Boy, that thing, that Jake's vodka, the joke you do about there being you having your own vodka, that's a really funny joke. It's not a joke. It exists. It's delicious. It's ice cold. It's smooth. You should be enjoying one right now.
Gulp, 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 gulp.
Actually, when I'm slapping this podcast together, I'll be enjoying a nice tall Chick's vodka.
I think it'll sound better if you're drunk.
Honestly?
Mm-hmm.
Really, if you think about it?
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that wrong? If I'm drinking with my dogs, if I'm drinking Chick's vodka with my dogs,
mm-hmm.
Or I'm more than willing to drink with someone if they were there.
Right.
Am I drinking alone?
I feel like this is the new, if a tree falls.
Mm. Yeah, that's probably true. Oh, and there's another Thirsty Thursday coming up.
Yum.
for Chicks Vodka signing and tasting at the 21st Amendment, I want to say 9747 Fall Creek.
That sounds delicious.
Coming up Thursday, the 12th. Is that right?
The 11th. Good try, though.
Thursday, the 11th.
The 11th.
All right. The Off the Air podcast brought to you by Chicks Vodka. Thank you, Chick. Oh, you're welcome. See, I'm the sponsor.
So what are you going to do since that will be like your Valentine's Day signing?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I'll put a heart on each and every bottle. You'll have a heart on your bottle.
You get a red Sharpie? Ooh, that's festive.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yes.
Or you could put on lipstick and kiss each bottle.
Let's not get carried away.
That sounds fun. Or you could wear those silky boxers you have with the hearts all over them.
I forgot to tell you about this.
Uh-huh.
If we get another sponsor other than Chicks Vodka,
right?
It should be Saks Underwear. S-A-X-X Underwear. They have, I bought a new pair.
They have long johns.
They have long johns. They're wool. They're wool and stretchy. I think that's what they call the material.
Mm-hmm. It's not Saks like the store.
No, it's S-A-X-X, okay. Underwear.
XX.
And they have underwear made out of Modal. Nice. M-O-D-A-L. It's incredibly soft.
Like?
And that's all I wear.
Modal?
Right. It's like a really soft cotton. But then they have wool, too.
Is this the receipt that popped up on the alerts on your phone the other day? And if I have any idea how much this... What? How many pairs did you get for that?
Did you see how much it was?
Uh-huh. But that's none of my business.
You're darn right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
For the purposes of this conversation, it's none of your business.
It's none of my business. If you want to buy...
The long underwear I bought was $85. It's made out of wool, though. They're really... And the underwear, the wool underwear is $44.
So this was like a couture pair. Sheep. That they shaved for your wool.
I don't think the sheep that makes the Saks underwear ever touches the ground, to be quite honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably because she's in a cage.
That's probably it.
You feel good about your expensive underwear now?
She's better off being underwear.
I'm allergic to wool.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
You are not.
Yeah, I am because I bought wool to knit, and turns out I'm allergic to wool.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's Chicks Vodka, sponsor of the Off the Air podcast. Enough First Lady talk. Enough presidential talk.
I want another motorcycle, but a littler one. So
enough motorcycle talk.
So I'm not scared.
What, like a mini bike?
No, not a mini bike. I want it to be street legal. I just want it to
be
small.
You're not very big, okay? How are you?
Because they have little ones, like that go like...
Yeah, I thought you wanted a Vespa.
I think those are cute, but no. Unless I live in Italy, I'm not getting a Vespa.
It's Italy.
Oh, sorry.
And are you sure you want a motorcycle?
What can I have instead of a motorcycle?
I don't even know.
I
don't even know where to start to look for a motorcycle for you.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't. I just don't
Why?
Think it's a good idea. I don't know. I was just flipping through this GQ magazine, and there was some, you know, guy half naked on a motorcycle, and I was like, yeah, that's what I should do. I should get a motorcycle. You know what we do have to do?
What do we do have to do?
We have to do hot yoga.
I don't know if I can do hot yoga.
You don't want to do hot yoga?
Don't you have to sweat if you do hot yoga?
Yes, but we've already talked about this. Hot yoga, the practice that they do in hot yoga is the same. It's like 40-some postures in a row every time. And I think that you would do better in a yoga class where you could go and practice, and then you would know what's coming next. You would slowly learn the sequence, and then you would be able to get outside your own head and actually do it, because you're just anticipating the next posture, and that's when you get, because you fell last time. You falled over.
I don't like to fall over.
You did fall over.
A couple times.
A couple of times. And I
well, you
I
know, just, it's part of all that.
And I, you know what I did? I just looked the other way.
It's part of all that Eastern Buddhist. Is there a Buddhist temple here?
No.
There's not?
Well, there's a house on 10th Street that has some Tibetan flags in the front yard.
Is that it?
That's the only one I know of. And if you're an East Sider, you know exactly where it is.
It says here there's one on 30th.
Mm-hmm.
There's one on North Keystone.
Yeah, I'd probably go with one of those.
And then the East 10th Street location. They look delightful. Oh, the Indiana Buddhist Center. I wonder what that is.
Do you want to?
Well, he looks happy.
I want to. So I was told when I was told
it's the llama. What?
That my great grandma, Piagetina, she's the one that came here from Italy and Italy.
Thank you.
Uh huh. And she would change religions like on the regular.
Really?
And she would gather all of her grandchildren up and she'd be like, okay, you guys, I just joined this Baptist church. Sunday, you all have to come and you all have to be baptized Baptist now. Or she'd go to a Methodist church. Okay, you guys all have to come and you have to be baptized Methodist now.
Really?
Uh-huh. Every time she switched church, they'd have to.
How many times did she do that?
I don't know. I have no idea. Why do you switch? Like, if you're from Italy, aren't you branded Catholic? Like, that's
Roman Catholic? Well,
there's no other option, is there?
I don't know how many different religions. This is a dangerous topic, religion.
Is it?
Well, I think it is.
I don't know. I've come a long way.
Well, I mean, not with us, but I mean, someone listening to the podcast, they might think, why are they talking about religion?
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe because it's our podcast and we get to talk about whatever we want.
You see my little Buddha guy right here?
I do.
He's always facing... Which way is east?
That way.
That's not east. Is that east?
Yeah. That's not east.
I thought that was east.
That's east.
This is east.
That's east.
This is east.
That's east.
This is where you live, that way.
He needs to go a little bit more to the right. I'm
sure?
Serious. Yeah, like he needs to be pointing out like Jason's window. Nah, probably not that far. That's east. Which way have you had him pointing?
I always thought it was that way.
That's
the exact
west.
Opposite.
Yes,
yeah.
That's west.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought
that. Are you bad with directions?
No. Yes, I am. Yeah. Horrible with directions.
Really?
I'm not one of those guys who can sit there and go, now which way am I facing? And come up with...
I can if I'm in Indianapolis.
So I think this... I'm looking north right now, right?
You are. I would hope so. That's where the direction you live, and that's where you have to drive to leave here, so...
Well, but back in here, when the roads get all curvy, you don't know which way you're going.
I always still know which way I'm going. It'll take me just a split second, but I'll get there. I know which direction I'm going. But the thing about you is...
Yeah, tell me some stuff about me.
Is that when someone shares directions with you, you really, I don't know how.
I get irritated?
No, you don't get irritated, but there's something about, okay, this is what I'm going to tell you. So I'm going to tell you, come up here, you turn left, and then when you see the red light, you turn right, and then you're going to want to head south. And you're, and you haven't listened to anything they've said.
No.
And you get in the car, and you just assume you're going to figure it out. Like, even you won't even MapQuest it. Do people even, is that a term anymore?
I don't even.
Do people even MapQuest anything?
I plainly remember my first GPS.
This is going to sound like such an asshole thing to say.
I got in a car, and I've had a GPS in my car ever since, and I don't know how I get along without a GPS. If I didn't have a GPS in my car, I don't know how I'd get anywhere.
Really?
And I never thought.
You'd be that guy.
I'm going to get a GPS. I never even looked forward to it. And now all of a sudden it's here and I can't live without it.
What do you think the most...
I can't think of anything else in my life like that.
What is your most masculine quality?
What does this mean?
No, I'm serious.
You're saying that because
no, because
it's
you're
sort
not,
of like a lot of my qualities are feminine. That's
they're
what
not
I'm hearing.
Feminine. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that a lot... Of, I mean, like you're... You really don't listen to directions unless it's on your GPS, and that's a guy thing, pretty much.
My masculine qualities are.
I can't wait.
Hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Very well hidden.
Mm-hmm. On purpose.
I'm not even aware that most of them are there until it happens.
Is that right?
And then it's like, oh my god, that was what?
Such a dude.
Why are you being such a girl?
Oh, to somebody.
I've heard from people.
Oh yeah, have I said that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then all of a sudden, it's You're being such a guy right now. Stop it.
Well, because I think that you, that's, isn't that a balance of your yin and yang, a balance of your, what do you want to say, like frankincense and myrrh and like all that stuff? Did you know that? Did you know that the frankincense and the myrrh are masculine and feminine? That's a mother and a father. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be offended if I looked that up to make sure?
No, I wouldn't be offended. I'll just come and flick you in the forehead when I'm right.
Well, that's because frankincense is the father and myrrh is the mother. Or do we know?
If it's backwards, that's stupid because they both start with the same letter.
Well, that's what I'm going on. And is this our Christmas show now?
It was President's Day. Yeah.
It was our President's Day show, and now it's our Christmas show.
Yeah, but I think so. I'm dabbling into the oils. You know, this big oil Armageddon thing that's going on with all these women. See, I think I said this before, that I'm a big conspiracy. Like, I don't know.
I don't think you're a conspiracy girl. I think a woman, lady, person, female, uh-huh. female person. I don't think you like to hear the conspiracies. I don't think you have any of your own.
You know what I do?
But I really have some.
No, I like to hear them. I'm not a conspiracy. I'm not a traditional conspiracy.
You're not a traditional anything.
I know. Here's my thing. You know, so when I think of things, okay.
Okay.
So I was at the doctor yesterday with Addie. She's had a shit week, and I was at the doctor with her yesterday.
That's kind of why we're a little off today.
But yeah. So I leave the doctor, and I'm thinking, okay, she just rattled off five of the however many medicines that we've taken that have failed. This diet didn't work. This, you know, whatever. And now she's telling me that I got to give Addie Klonopins to make her seizures stop.
Man, if Addie doesn't want those, you don't let me know.
Okay, will you stop saying that?
I wish I was kidding.
So anyway.
My mailing address is...
I know where you live.
Okay.
And all I'm thinking, and so then, but my doctor, so I did talk to my doctor about the CBD oil, and she's just like, look, you know, because it's not regulated. You don't know where it's coming from. And I had talked to another mother about the pesticides that are involved, and that, I mean, you don't know what you're getting
right
now, okay? And it just really makes you wonder, this is where my conspiracy stuff kind of comes into play, is like in situations like this, and I don't think that, but it's just, you know, obviously, we know medications are to control symptoms. They're not to cure disease.
Okay.
Why would they want to give me something?
Oh, this is your, okay. There's your conspiracy is that everything is not only treatable but curable, but if they cure you, you won't need the medicines anymore.
Yeah.
And that's where they make all their money, in selling you the medicines.
And then give my 10-year-old Klonopin, and you're just taking away these symptoms in exchange for the side effects of this medication. So then we're going to give her medication to treat side effects. Another thing, I'm curious to know, it seems like it's always something. Like, I remember when I was in my 20s, I'll go back further. When I was a little girl, my grandma sold home interiors. Do you remember home interiors?
Home interiors.
It was just like pictures and candlesticks and mirrors and things for your house. It was
like
just home furnishings.
Pier 1 Imports.
No. Home interiors, I think it was what it was called. Home interiors? Home interiors. It was like a pyramid thing. Like people, they had parties and you would buy stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it was like tea light when I was in my teens and 20s. And then but it's always something. And I'm in my mind, I'm like, who is the mastermind behind this that is using this, like, and now it's Norwex and these different essential oil companies and things like that. What are these pyramid schemes, or who's the mastermind behind these pyramid schemes that are doing these things to keep us women, like, occupied?
Do you think women are more susceptible to this sort of thing than men are?
Have you ever been to an in-house party where they're selling you something that's related to a pyramid?
Now, when you say pyramid, you mean like a pyramid scheme?
Yes.
No, I never have.
And then there's a ton of women selling, and now it's facial products and makeup. And I mean, it's just, it feels like they're everywhere right now.
They're like Tupperware.
Like Tupperware used to be.
I don't know if that's a pyramid, but I think it's... I think
they're all pyramids, aren't they?
So,
like, you bring it in and you want people to sell underneath you, and then you make more money? No?
Well, isn't it all available online anymore? I mean, like the Tupperwares and the...
I don't know.
So what is your...
So I feel like they do these things, these businesses, these corporations, and it's something to distract women or to do, like, keep occupied. Like, that's in my brain. Like, when something is this popular, it's not because it's successful. I mean, obviously, it's making someone a bunch of money, but I feel like there is an ulterior motive. There's something else.
It's like weight loss or... But now it's the essential oils thing.
There's a weight loss pyramid scheme?
No, it's to keep you
occupied,
losing weight, and
You mean like in the stuff in Cosmo?
Like the front.
It is interesting though, because I just flipped through
front page of Cosmo, front page of GQ.
Yes, so I flipped through both of these, and one of them said, "What's a man to do if he does not like the current fashion trends?" Questioning, like, "Hey, you're a guy, and you don't like the current trends."
The tight jeans.
You don't like.
I don't like tight jeans.
What are you to do?
What am I supposed to do?
Cosmo, on the other hand, would say, "Hey, for all of your body types, whether you're a size 2 or you've got a big ass and you're a size 14,
damn
right, this is how you have to wear this. There's not an option. You don't get the option to not like it. It's this is how we're going to squeeze you in these jeans, and this is what you're going to wear." It's just interesting how they're just different. And I just feel like there's these aren't just magazines.
These are brainwashing tools. Well, I think that's being alive. I think that's going to always... People are always wanting... They want your money. Okay, here's the front page of this Cosmopolitan. Carrie Underwood. All her confidence secrets revealed.
Okay. Have we talked about the guy on the Late Late Show?
What? I'm talking about Carrie Underwood on the cover of Cosmo.
I'll get there.
Okay.
The guy on the Late Late Show. Corbin?
Stephen Colbert.
No, the other one.
Oh, James Corden.
James Corden. Love, love, love him. Carpool Karaoke. Have you watched any of these?
I'm aware of them, but I've never actually watched any of them. What I see in the promos. I watch Colbert. I don't watch Corden. I could start if that would help.
You should.
They're funny.
I love him.
They're funny.
They're very funny.
My thing is that they kind of throw me.
Why do they throw you?
Because ever since I can remember a talk show at that time, you bring out a guest. You talk to that guest. You say goodnight to that guest. Then you bring out your next guest and your next guest. Corden, I think, brings out everybody at once, and they all talk.
I don't think so.
For the whole show.
That's
my perception. Anyway.
But late night TV is also with Jimmy Fallon and with James Corden. It's almost like a variety show anymore. It's not necessarily like, here's our guest, they're going to promote their movie, and we're going to go on to the next guest, and then we're going to have a musical feature, and then that's it. They don't do that anymore. Like, it's a variety. It's fun. It's whatever. But I really like Carpool Karaoke. Adele, hilarious.
So then, Adele's a goof.
She's wonderful.
I love the way she sings. Obviously, everyone does. Yeah. Anyone who would like music.
Yeah.
But everyone thinks she's so, hello.
No, she's wonderful.
No, she's goofy and fun. And even that first, even the first live, didn't she put out a live album of her first album?
It was an iTunes album.
Exclusively,
live.
She recorded it.
Yeah.
And she's laughing and giggling. Oh, hello. Thank you for coming out. She's funny.
But there's that. He does one with Stevie Wonder, and it's hilarious.
Stevie Wonder's not driving, is he?
You just said the most Tom Griswold thing you could have.
Did I?
Yes.
I didn't mean that. Well, don't tell
only
me
you didn't
like
giggle
that.
Hysterically after you said it, because he would have giggled really hard.
Oh, did
no,
is he driving an English car? Because all the promos I've seen, Corden's been on the left as you're looking at the car.
That really threw Addie. She couldn't figure out what was going on.
So
no,
he is.
No, just with the one with Adele. Maybe another one. But
no, Stevie Wonder was on the right, too.
Maybe he did Stevie Wonder twice, but no. No, he's on
the... Is the steering wheel on the right, like our cars?
On his right or our right?
Is his car set up like our cars here in America, that he's
yes.
doing carpool car karaoke?
On some of them, but the one in Adele, he's in England.
Oh, he is in England.
Yes.
Well, get pissed because I don't know where the steering wheel is.
I don't know what that has to do with the carpool karaoke.
Stevie Wonder driving or not?
Stevie Wonder calls his wife and sings, "I just called to say James loves you." Sings the whole thing. And James starts crying. He really starts crying.
Aww.
And then he grabs the phone from Stevie and he was like, "I love you. I got to go back to work." And that was it. It was so, so, so wonderful.
My favorite Stevie Wonder story is Superstition.
Mm-hmm.
That drum beat is Jeff Beck. They were goofing around.
Beck?
No, not that Beck.
Oh.
Guitarist, rock and roll guitarist extraordinaire Jeff Beck. And let me find it here. I know I've got it on here. Stevie comes in and Jeff Beck is fooling around.
Okay, this is where, like, the copyright thing.
What are you talking about?
My son told me the other day, he was like, "We can't record us being funny and singing in the car unless it's a live stream. So we need to get a website so we can do a live stream and put up videos of us singing in the car." And he goes, "Because if we sing them and record them and then play them back, there's a copyright issue." And I was like, "You
online?"
I think he read that on YouTube.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think that's right either. Can you help
so,
him?
Let's see. Wait a minute. Hold on. I know I hear you yelling at me in my head.
I'm not yelling.
I haven't even said anything.
I'm not yelling.
This is Jeff Beck just fucking around on the drums, and Stevie walks in while he's doing this, doesn't write anything, and just sits down and...
On the piano?
Just starts fucking around.
Gonna get drums.
I am. This is the most basic drum set, drum sequence you've ever heard in your life. But then he comes in, and then he starts.
Very superstitious.
He just starts singing.
Writings on the wall. Very superstitious.
Is it possible there might be somebody out there who's never heard this song before?
God, I hope not.
God, I hope not, too.
I know, that's terrible if that's the case.
Well, how about this one?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
See, this is Jeff Beck on the piano, and he was just messing around, and then...
Stevie walked in.
Stevie walked in.
And he said...
No, this is true.
You are the sunshine of
Can you imagine?
My life.
Yeah, doesn't it sound like somebody's fucking around on the drums? They're in a recording studio. Okay.
Okay.
And they're messing around on the drums. And
no, I've heard people fuck around on the drums. Like, I've heard.
Okay, this is fun, you know?
But I, like, yeah.
But then, oh, Stevie Wonder's going to come. Oh, that sounds good. What if we do this? Are you kidding me? That is such a cool story. I hope it's true.
Who told you that story?
I don't remember.
Very superstitious. Writings on the wall.
I mean, how timeless is this?
Very superstitious.
I like Uptight. That's probably my favorite Stevie Wonder song.
You think if we keep playing Stevie Wonder, he'll come and be on the podcast?
Yeah.
From the looking glass.
Sounds like that Motown review that might have been in the...
I love this song. when I was... Oh, this whole album. Okay, I don't really think you have to stop playing this. Oh, I want to play the harmonica.
This is me on a harmonica.
So you were just in the studio and just messing around.
I just messed around the harmonica.
And Stevie comes in.
You know, I do tear this up in the car, I got to tell you.
Why don't you sing more? You're a really good singer.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
And I think two people know you're a good singer, me and Tom.
You need to be quiet about that.
He's really good.
Stop it.
I'm terrible. I wish. I just feel like maybe if I have any good karma in this life, that one day I'm going to wake up and be able to just like Aretha Franklin the shit out of
you
it.
You can sing better than you think you can sing.
Nah, I can
yeah,
sing.
Yeah, you can. Let me see. There's got to be a song on here somewhere.
But when I was little, I had the double doors that were mirrors for the closet, the mirrored closet doors, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. And I would sing and choreograph, and it's so funny because my daughter Addie does the exact same thing. She has a full-length mirror in her room, and she just, and I mean for hours I would be in there, and I would, and you know my favorite, and I wasn't done until I knew all the words to the whole CD or the whole tape or whatever it was, and had a dance for everyone. I mean, like, it was a concert. I was performing a concert. And my favorite of all time, and I probably still could tell you some of my moves or do them, The Big Chill. I can do The Big Chill album.
All the Motown, all the songs from The Big Chill?
From The Big Chill.
Hmm.
I mean, I loved it.
I don't know if I have the...
I have all for Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin songs, too. Those are huge. Diana Ross, The Supremes, Band of Gold. There's a whole choreographed number for Band of Gold.
Band of Gold?
Oh, God, yes.
That's a great song.
Now that you... Yeah, it's true.
That was perfect what you just belted out.
No.
I know I've got Band of Gold on here.
No, that's okay. Did you do that? Did you sing in front of the mirror? Did you talk into a microphone? What'd you do?
No, I would sit and listen to the guys on WNCI, and I would imagine what they were doing, and read signs as I was. When I first got my driver's license, I would read signs that I would pass on the road and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
This doesn't sound like the original. Is this Stevie Wonder?
This is the karaoke version. Go!
No. That's from my mom. My mom would.
Why don't I have the real Band of Gold on?
I don't know. What are you doing in your car there, Diana?
Almost just,
Hey.
Hmm?
I know this is like your favorite thing to do. But you got to quit playing music so that we can talk to each other.
Why? I like this part.
I know.
I don't have the free-to-pain version of Band of Gold on my fucking iPod.
See, I didn't know the free-to-pain version. Like, I always knew the Supremes version.
No, Band of Gold was, the original was free-to-pain.
Probably the original, but the Supremes did a version.
Did the Supremes do a version of Band of Gold?
I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like they did.
I don't.
If not, my whole childhood is a lie.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not a lie. It's just mistaken. That's
just mistaken.
That's what it is.
No, but I remember, like, my mom would. We would listen to all Motown music and wear bandanas and clean the house when I was a little girl. That's what she would do.
Oh, and she would help you and you guys would clean the house?
I think I would help her. I was like four, so as much as a four-year-old would help.
Well, that's a nice memory.
Yeah, it is. But I attribute that to her for sure, listening to Motown.
I don't have any Supremes. That's impossible.
Mm.
Son of a gun. I don't.
I think our podcast is over.
Yep, that's it. Thanks for coming by.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'd love to learn to play the drums. I want to get one of those, I think they're called cajones or something. Not cajones, but a cajon.
Get some of those too.
It's a little, I shouldn't grow some of that. What are you talking about?
I'm joking. Jokes. It's a box.
It's a box you sit on and you pound on. I do that all the time anyway.
You're sure not? It's not for cojones?
No, you set your testicles on it and then you rub your... No, yes, it's the same.
And it's a box?
It's a box.
And you sit on it?
Here, I can bring it up on the magic... Never mind.
It's a box?
I'm going to look on.
It's a box.
To see if the Supremes ever...
It's okay.
Band of Gold. What happens if they didn't? Are you going to be okay?
I don't know. There's not... Come on.
Free to Pay in Band of Gold. Free to Pay in Band of Gold. Supremes Band of Gold on YouTube, 2013.
What?
I can't hear the audio on my...
What else did Frida Payne sing?
I think that was... Her only hit was... Yeah, Band of Gold.
That was it?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did the Supremes sing a song about being an orphan?
Oh, maybe... Maybe I have Diana Ross. We could look up Diana Ross.
Did Diana Ross say something about being an orphan? Did she sing a song about that?
Love Child.
Yes!
That one?
That's where I'm getting it confused. Band of Gold, Love Child. Feel like they go together. Yes, there it is.
Thank God I speak fluent Jess.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm. That's what it is. That's what you're thinking.
We'll get there. It'll just take the
It'll
entire
take
podcast.
A long time, but...
Hmm.
I have Diana Krall. Why don't I have any fucking Diana Ross
That's
or the
such
Supremes
a terrible name.
On my... Diana Krall?
Yes. All up in your crawl? Isn't that what you think? That's what I think of every time I hear
no.
it. No.
And all I have Diana Krall, I have a Christmas music.
Oh my God, I'm learning so much about you.
I didn't want anyone to know anything about
Do you have
this
the new Justin Bieber?
Fucking mess. No!
You
Is
should.
It good?
It's good. It's good.
I heard a Michael Jackson song the other day I really like.
It's not too late to say sorry.
About what?
Because I'm missing more than just your body.
That's the new Justin Bieber song.
I wish I knew more lyrics. I just keep saying them.
You remember this?
Oh, man. Oh, look at that girl right there. Goodness gracious. That girl fine, man. Look at the... Oh, she just too fine. She knows she fine, too.
She is banging.
Oh, she's off the hook.
She looks good. You're right.
Is that Michael Jackson?
I bet you can't nobody get that girl.
Chris, I can get her.
You can't get in that girl. Mike, I guarantee you can't get that girl.
I bet you can't,
Watch
Mike.
Me get that girl.
I bet you never, Neverland, you can't.
I can get her.
All right, come on in. Come on!
I don't know this song.
It's from Invincible. Where was I? And I heard this. I'm like, oh, that's good.
Probably shopping with Addie.
Yes! Yes! That's where I was!
That's a good song.
Isn't it good?
It is frightening how much Michael and Janet sound alike. Their speaking voices.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's another one. Design of a Decade.
Oh, is that Janet? Miss Jackson, Because I'm Nasty.
I would watch that. They did all of the videos. They put all the videos on a VHS tape, and I would watch it every day after school. Try to learn the dances. That's what I want to be. I want to be a dancer.
I've been telling you that for 14 years.
Okay, well, you know what? Google adult dancer and tell me what comes up. I've done it. It's not what you think.
Oh, you're going to like this.
But you know who I think I need to talk to? Is one of your favorite people.
You are my pride and joy.
Marvin Gaye!
I just love you darling. Like a baby boy loves his toy.
Hi, welcome to ADD Radio with Chick McGee.
Get up, get up, get up. When he, this first note he hits when he says, you don't like this? He goes, ah.
Sexually.
Baby, I'm hot to the back. I need to love me. And baby, I can't hold.
Is there a problem?
No.
What's the matter?
Mike Mark's wife.
Oh, Michelle. She's a great dancer.
Yeah, and not the naughty kind. Like, she's a legit dancer.
You know, that honest to God, you're going to think I'm talk about not being a guy. I never thought when you said, Google adult dancer, see what comes up. Stripper never entered my mind. I swear on my dog.
So why'd you laugh so hard?
Because there's not a lot of jobs for someone who comes into dances. I never thought of that.
No, adult dancer is, when you Google it, it's that.
Man, I'm a fucking idiot.
It's booby tassels and...
What is it?
Booby tassels.
Booby tassels.
Yeah. Isn't that what you got to wear?
How much are booby tassels?
I don't know. Are you going to get some for...
My dogs?
Scott? Yeah.
No.
Oh. Who can give me dance lessons?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're
It's like, a good workout, too. Stop playing music.
You don't want me to play any music?
No, go ahead. Let me just listen to music the rest of the show.
Not even this one?
Go ahead. That's a good one. They played this on Scandal.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide. You don't have to worry, 'cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough.
Now, you know, the Supremes did a version of that, too.
Are you making fun of me?
No, they did. I don't know what the hell you're thinking of with Band of Gold by the Supremes.
Love Child, Band of Gold. That's the only reason people get married is because they're pregnant.
Band of Gold, Love Child. Okay.
Right?
Well, that makes sense. Now, I'm still looking up booby tassels on Amazon, and you can
we
get...
We need to get
DGC
car cameras nipple so that
tassels.
We can...
We can do car karaoke.
I know. That's probably... We can't really steal that anymore.
Well...
But we could do our own.
Well, yeah, we could do our own. Why wouldn't we be able to do our own?
That would be fun. I've been asking you... In my Amazon cart, I've had a car camera... Forever.
No, it's out now.
Yeah,
it's
I know. It's well, yeah. Well, I want it back.
But you took it out.
I didn't because we're not doing it. Well, there was a time where you and I thought we were going to be freaking Sofia Coppola and
whatever
Judd
happened
Apatow
to,
or something.
Happened
I don't know. We're not going
to
do anything.
All right.
This is.
Is this the bottom?
Is this the, I don't know. I feel like we're not even, this is the opposite.
There's no linear thought in this at all.
Today,
well, that's fine.
Today was content. It was not quality. That's what today was. And that's okay. That's okay.
That's what a podcast is.
It is?
We're just two, shooting the shit.
Is it?
Two people hanging out, talking about, what do we talk about? Music, James Corden, Stevie Wonder.
Uh-huh.
Same as music, I guess.
All of the first ladies.
Touched on Addie a little bit. Touched on the presidents and the first ladies.
I feel like, you know, when I first...
Talked about Mike Doty going to be on the next podcast.
Learned to write essays. My favorite thing about the essay was the outline. And I feel like maybe we should have an outline before we do a podcast. Also...
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to start recording the conversations that Vibbert and I have in the little room when the big show's going on, because those are a lot funnier than what we're doing in here.
Well, now you've done it. Now you've hurt my feelings.
No, I haven't. You know what my dad says? Now you hurt my feeling. I only have one left because you've hurt all the other ones.
And it hurt.
And you really hurt my feeling. Isn't that funny?
Well, we don't have to release this podcast.
We can release it.
Well, now.
What are they going to, are they going to give me a pay cut? They're going to cut my pay because this was a bad podcast? Is that what they're going to do?
Our next podcast, this next guy will be our guest.
Oh, that's exciting.
And maybe.
This will be our Valentine's Day special.
And maybe he'll want to talk about Stevie Wonder and the presidents and their first ladies and.
Maybe.
Cosmopolitan and GQ magazine, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, that might be. I'm not sure. I know if you're in Indianapolis on Tuesday, February 9th, he's opening up for Big Head Todd and the Monsters. He's one of our favorites, and we wanted him on the podcast forever. It's Mike Doty. Cuban girl, he'll be our guest on the next Off the Air podcast. So fine, red lips, rose light. I'm going to go to the Bark Park. And think about every decision I've ever made. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Tell him about it, Mike. Tell him. Good night, everybody.
I feel as if I'm looking at the world from the bottom of a well. Lonely, and the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. Beat it lonely, and the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to. For all the days that I have run, I sought to lose that cloud that's blacking out the sun. My train will come some one day soon, and when it comes I'll ride bound from night to noon. I feel as if I am looking at the world from the bottom of a well. And I feel as if I am looking at the world from the bottom of a well. Aimless days, uncool ways of deconnecting. Painless face, blacked out thoughts to be rejecting.